Welcome to the Remix My Fitness podcast and a happy new year to you. Happy 2019 for all you listeners out there. This is MC Kim, the kind intelligent man on the MIC. And I'm so happy to share the first day of 2019 with you together because we're going to start the year off right, right? Now, the new year brings a lot of changes. And for a lot of us, I hope for you and for me, that means that the changes that are going to happen, first and foremost, is going to be for our health, for our fitness. And if you have been waiting to get started for January the 1st, it's here. So let's get going, right? And if you've been on the grind and you've taken a little bit of a break and you've been waiting for 2019, it's here. So let's go. Let's get it going. And I'm here today to share with you the number one thing that is going to get you through the year when times get tough, when you want to quit, when you're not sure if this is the thing for you. I'm going to tell you right now the number one thing that's going to get you through it. But before I do, at the end of the last episode, I announced that I had a little something special for us to get us going for 2019. I'm excited to announce at the end of this episode that there is a guided audio workout that's guided by yours truly, me. That's right. Because I've heard from you. I've heard from you, the listeners. I've heard from people out there on my Facebook group that the number one thing that gets you stuck is that you don't know what to do. You're not sure what kinds of exercises to put together. You're not sure how long you need to do it for. There's too much thinking. So I'm here to take that thinking out of it. I've been doing this a long time. All you got to do at the end of this podcast, the last 15 minutes of this show here, is you just need to put on some workout clothes, or if you want to do it in your birthday suit, I'll leave that up to you, okay? Find a little bit of space and work out with me. Okay, I will guide you all through it. And if you're not sure of what the moves are supposed to look like, or if you want to peek ahead, you can visit remixmyfitness.com/podcast. Visit today's show notes, and I have small, short video clips of the moves that we're going to do today. I will give you all the cues in the audio. I will set you off straight, okay? I promise. And I can't wait. Look, I would love to hear your feedback. This is a 100% full body weight workout from warm up. I'm going to warm you up from head to toe. The workout is meant for beginners to intermediates. You can make this harder, you can make this easier. It is all time based. Let me know what you thought of it. Hit me up at jimmy@remixmyfitness.com. Hit me on IG @remixmyfitness. Hit me on Facebook, remixmyfitness, okay? Let me know how you did. Let me know if you liked it. Let me know if you hated it. Let me know if it was too easy or too hard, okay? Because your feedback helps me create new audio workouts for us to do together, because I want to start off week one, day one of the new year, right? And at the same time, I want to finish the last day of the new year together with you. You and me together. Together, we're going to do this. We're going to make this the best year for you and I. So now let's get on to the rest of the show. The rest of the show, as I mentioned, what is the number one thing that is going to get you through the year? What is the number one thing that is going to get you to be your very best? And that is to believe in yourself. That's right, to believe in yourself. That is sounds corny, I know. It is never more important than it is now in 2019, because there's so many haters out there. There's so much negative vibes out there. You know, I was scrolling through Instagram and I couldn't believe the number of memes of people who are crapping on those that are making New Year's resolutions today. For a lot of us, including myself, this is the time to hit that reset button. I make New Year's resolutions every year. This is day one of 2019. Why not start off with a fresh bucket list of things to do? You know, I don't need to go online. I don't need to see all that hate. You know, putting some negative stuff out there of for others that are out there making those resolutions. And I just want to say to people is this. Stop hating. You know, we're all using this time to hit the reset button, and there's no reason for that hate. There's no reason out there for that negative energy, because it's already tough enough to go out and make that change, right? So If you're out there, you've made that list, you've checked it twice, it's time to go and get it, right? So the number one thing that's going to get you through the year is to believe in yourself. Because as I've mentioned, there's all those haters out there. There's going to be all those haters out there, those regular gym goers that are hating all those newcomers that come into the gym. And like, they're complaining that the gym is too packed. And I'll say this to those people. Why don't you lift a finger and help those that are trying to get fit? For some of us, this is our first time going into a gym. And do you know how intimidating it is going into a gym? So if you're one of those regular gym goers, don't hate on those. Don't hate on those people that are going to the gym for the first time. If you see the gym a little extra packed, you want it to be packed. You want these other people to change their life, to change their habits. And for those of you that are stepping into that gym for the first time, I want you to own it. I want you to believe in yourself that you can do it, that you're going to make this a habit, because that is the only way that you're going to create this change for yourself. Now, there's going to be a lot of programs out there. There's going to be a lot of confusion of what you need to do. You just need to go out and do that one thing, that workout, that diet, whatever it is, follow it, believe in it, and most of all, believe in yourself that you can do that. Because if you don't believe that you can do it, no one else will, right? You got to do this for the person that matters the most in your life, which is you. You matter the most. So don't just make a list thinking, you know what, I have all these things I want to accomplish and, you know, I know I'm going to fail. Don't walk into that mentality of that. You got to walk into the mentality of, I got this. I'm going to do this. I'm going to make this my year. I'm going to make this my day. I'm going to make this my week. Whatever it is, you got to own it. So write those resolutions down. Get into the gym. Get into the groove of things. And if you're not sure what to do, like I said, after this episode is completed, we are going to start with the audio workout, where I'm going to walk you through a few exercises that you can do at home, at the park, at the gym. All you got to do is you got to plug that in. I got some good music playing over here. I got my man Young Karts. I got my man Ultra Cat. They're going to put in the beats for us. We're going to work out to it. And I'm going to guide you through it. I promise you. I've been doing this too long to fail you now, I promise you. So let's get ready, get into that headspace, get into that mental space that you are the best, that you can do this, you can conquer it all. You'll get all your New Year's resolutions completed, and we're on the path. This is just week one of 52 weeks, and together, you and me, you ain't in this alone. We're in this together. We're going to get going every week. Every week, I promise I'll deliver the best audio workout at the end of each podcast. I promise to get you hyped up. I promise to get amazing guests out here. And I do. I can't wait. I can't wait to next week. We got our first guest popping for 2019. And he's going to get us hyped up and give us some pieces of advice that we need to make this the best year for us. So again, I want to wish everyone a happy new year. Stick around for the audio workout. And let's do this, okay? Let's make 2019 the best year, the fittest year for us. And I want to hear from you. Let me know what your New Year's resolutions are. If you need someone holding you accountable, it could be me. It could be, let me help you out. Let me help you out. That's at jimmy@remixmyfitness.com. You can hit me on the comments field in iTunes. I'm on IG. I'm on Facebook. Remix My Fitness. So we're moving on to the audio program. So I wish you farewell for now. Get ready. Put on your gym clothes. Let's get ready. Let's get ready to work out. Let's put in a little bit of a sweat. Okay? And if you ain't sticking around for the workout, go out. Set some goals. Challenge yourself. And have some fun. But we're going to have some fun in a little bit. So, you know, we got that covered, right? Take it easy, everyone. Until next time, peace. We're going to be starting the audio workout in a little bit, but I got to put this out there. If you're new to exercise, if you've never done exercise before, and if you're not sure if you can do any physical activity or any exercise, you got to go and you got to consult your doctor, your healthcare provider, before attempting any of these moves that I'm guiding you through in the next little bit. I don't want to see anybody get hurt. So if you're not sure, if you have a heart condition or anything like that, please, please, please go see a professional before you attempt anything. And if you're not sure what how any of the moves look or are supposed to be, go check out remixmyfitness.com/podcast. All the moves are listed there with videos on how to do them. Okay? Good luck. Have some fun. Welcome to the Remix My Fitness audio workout. I'm your host, MC Kim, the kind intelligent man. Welcome to week number one of 52. Why 52? Because there are 52 weeks in a year, and we're going to be working out hard all year long. So before we start any workout, we got to get into it over here, into a nice dynamic stretch. Be short and sweet. Get all the little muscle parts nice and warmed up. And this is a live workout. I actually have somebody out in front of me. This is my partner in crime, G-Force, aka Gina. So if you hear some sounds, some jumping, or some like, hey, I don't want to do that, you know that's her, not me. Cool? Y'all ready? So let's get warmed up together. So we're going to start with our feet shoulder width apart. I want your hands behind your back. I want you looking forward. And let's turn our head all the way to the left, nice and slow. And your head all the way to the right. Okay? So I want you to do that on your own for the next 10 seconds. Nice and slow here. I'll do all the work. I'll keep count for you. And we're going to go for 3, 2, 1. All right. So let's switch it up here. So if we went from side to side, we now got to go up and down here. So let's go all the way up nice and easy. Okay? Don't give yourself whiplash. And all the way down. And as you're doing this, I want you breathing in as you come all the way up. And I want you exhaling as you come all the way down. And make sure your chin touches your chest or as close as you can go. Now ensure that you get into a nice full range of motion here. All right, that's looking real good. We'll go for 3, 2, 1. Okay, from your hands behind your back, I want them to your side now. Our feet are still shoulder width apart. We're going to do a set of shoulder shrugs. We're going to do them on my count together with me. And we're going to raise our shoulders all the way up, as far back as they'll go. And I want you to relax. Okay, so again, all the way up, all the way back, and relax. One more time. All the way up, all the way back. Before you drop them, remember to exhale. So drop. Very nice. Okay, so we got our shoulders, we got our neck. We're going to work our way down our body here, and we're going to work a nice, easy twist. Okay, so our feet are still shoulder width apart. The power and the movement starts from your feet first. Okay, so imagine you're a golfer, a baseball player, a tennis player. Okay, they are moving their feet as well. They're moving their feet as well as they're twisting. So you're going to move your feet as well too. So let's start the twist here. Start twisting your body, getting your lower back, getting your hips, your abs going. And as you're doing this, everything's twisting except for your head, okay? You should be looking forward. And this way you don't get dizzy. Very nice. Maybe you hear a few little clicks in your back. That's okay. Those adjustments are on me. Very nice. Okay, we're going to go 3, 2, and 1. All right. Okay, we're going to do one more, and then we're going to get started here. So the next move is called a straight leg deadlift. Okay, our feet's gonna be nice and narrow this time. So what I want you to do is this. I want you to straighten your legs. I want you to lock out your knees. And then I want you to bend them just a little bit. Okay, now remember this bend. This bend should never change throughout this whole exercise. And I want your hands on your thighs. And this is gonna act as a little bit of a guide for you here. So I want you starting to bend your body down. Try to get your hands to pass your knees. Feel that stretch in the back of your legs. And if you don't, then maybe your knees are too bent or maybe your feet is too wide apart here. And I want you to bring yourself up, all the way back upright, and then down. So keep doing this on your own. Listen to my cues here. Okay, and as you come down, I want you to think that your butt is gonna go all the way against that wall, against that mirror, against that door, whatever's behind you. You want to try to get your butt to touch that, but not actually touch, if you know what I mean. And as you come all the way down, Maybe you can't get to your knees today. Maybe you can't get past your knees, and that's okay. You keep working at it. Just make sure that you do the move right. It's not about the reps. It's about the technique here. So we're gonna go a couple more because this move is important. And we're gonna go for 3, 2, and 1. All right, come all the way back up again. Let's get ready to get this going here. So we're gonna do 3 moves today. Each move is gonna be 30 seconds long. You don't need to do anything. I'll do all the counting. I promise to keep it honest. Okay, just listen to me and then try your best, okay? So the first move that we're gonna do is what's called a body weight squat. We're gonna do this for 30 seconds. So our feet are gonna be shoulder width apart. Our feet are gonna be running parallel. If you're not sure what to do with your hands can go forward, or you can clasp your hands together and they can be nice and tight to your chest here. So you're ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1, let's go. You're gonna start that bend. You're gonna put that weight on your heels. And if you're not sure, you just lift your toes off the floor. And if you feel like you're falling backwards, that's actually a good thing. It means that you're doing the move nice and you're doing the move right. We got 10 more seconds here. All the weight on your heels. Here we go. 4, 3, 2, and 1. Very nice, okay? I'm gonna give you here 15 seconds to recover. The next move that we're gonna do, we're gonna be on the floor this time. It's the push-up. Okay, you can do this on your knees. You can do this on your toes. We'll go in 3, 2, 1. Work that push-up here. And as you're working this push-up for the next 30 seconds, think of it as you're pushing into the floor, okay? You're not just straightening your arms. Using everything that you can to help push yourself back up. You get down as low as you can. It's about the quality, not the quantity of reps here. You're doing great. We got 4, 3, keep it up, 2, and 1. Very nice, okay? 15 seconds from here, you're still on the floor. Okay, I want you positioning on your back. And we're gonna work a set of crunches here in 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Feet is flat on the floor. Your hands are pointing to the sky, pointing to that ceiling, okay? There should be no angle. You should be trying to reach all the way, as high as you can go. Let's go. Keep it up, keep it up. Nice and high, nice and high. Really reach. Make your abs work. We got 5 seconds. Keep it going. 3, 2, and 1. Very nice. So that's your first set. That's your first set. This, we'll call this a level 1 set here. We're gonna go back. We're gonna go back to that squat. In 50 seconds here, if you want, in 50 seconds, if you wanna remix this up a little bit, I'm gonna give the level 2 version of this move here. Instead of doing a body weight squat, we'll be squatting on our toes. So that means that you're gonna be popping up. You're not gonna actually be jumping. You're gonna pop all the way up onto your toes. Okay, if you get tired, you can always go back to the regular squats. Do what you feel comfortable for you. So get ready. We're gonna start in 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Pop to your toes if you can. This makes this move a little bit more explosive, a little bit more dynamic. It'll make it a little bit harder. But if you can do it, do it. Even if you can only do it for 5 seconds. You're doing great. Get down. Past 90 degrees if you can, just a little bit past 90 degrees. Pop up, nice. Here we go, we'll go 3, 2, and 1. Very nice. Okay, in 15 seconds here, we're gonna move down to the floor. And from here, if you wanna remix it up here, okay? We're gonna work a hold first. We're gonna work a hold for 15 seconds. before we start doing a push before we start doing push-ups here. So this means that I want you to try to hold a nice low push-up position, whatever, however low you can hold before you start working again. Okay, you ready? Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Let's get as low as we can go. 15 seconds. You got this. Abs are nice and tight. You're still breathing. Keep holding, keep holding, keep holding. You can't hold anymore. Don't worry. Just go. Okay? So let's go. Let's start working those push-ups. Come on. Okay? Yes, it'll be a little bit harder, but it will only make you stronger. I promise you. 4, 3, 2, 1. Very nice. Okay. This time you're going to be on your back. We're going to be working those crunches. But instead of our feet being flat on the floor, let's have our feet come up. Okay? The bottoms of your feet are facing that wall, facing that door, facing that mirror, whatever's in front of you. You're still going to try to reach for the sky as high as you can. Okay? Here we go. In 3, 2, 1. Let's go. Reach for it. Reach for it. Reach for the sky. Remember, don't reach for your toes. If you're reaching for your toes, that means you're angling the wrong way. You want to reach as high as you can go. Okay, be honest with yourself. Very nice. I could see it. I could see that you're getting higher. I could see that you're trying harder. It's amazing. You're doing amazing. 3, 2, 1. All right. Okay, we're going to do this one more time, okay? In the next minute here, okay, as you're recovering, if you want to take this up a notch, okay, if you want to remix this up just a little bit more, what we can do is we can do a set of jump squats. If you can't do jump squats, you go to the toe squats. If you can't do toe squats, you do regular squats. And while you're recovering, okay, focus on your breathing. You want a nice big inhale, a nice big exhale. Keep breathing, keep breathing. Okay, recover. If you need a longer break, just hit pause and then get back into it when you can, okay? You're doing great. Here we go. We're gonna get started in 10 seconds. So it's either the jump squat, squats on your toes, or regular squats. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. Let's go. 30 seconds. It's the last time that you'll see a squat. Very nice. Okay, you don't have to jump too high. Just barely off the floor. Save your knees, save your knees. And if you do feel in your knees, just go back to the regular squat. Okay, you keep breathing, you keep moving. Come on, come on, come on. Let's go. We got 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. All right, that's 30 seconds. It's amazing. Okay, I'm gonna give a little bit more time for a break because that was a little bit more dynamic. Okay, in 10 seconds this time. Now, in a few seconds, we're gonna try a nice full push-up hold. Okay, as low as you can go. If you feel like you're getting tired, you just straighten your arms a little bit. Okay, you can even hold a nice tabletop push-up position if you need to. Okay? Try your best. Try to hold for the full 30 seconds. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. Let's go. 30 seconds. You're breathing. Abs are nice and tight. Come on. You could do it. Persevere a little bit. If it was easy, everybody would be doing it. Everybody would be in great shape, but it's not. But you could do it. You are doing it, and you just need 5 more seconds here. I'll help you through it. 4, 3, 2, 1. Amazing, amazing, amazing. Okay, I know that wasn't easy, but you did it. Okay, this time, for the crunches, you can either have your feet flat on the floor, or you can have your feet up. I'll let you choose. Okay, but what I really, really want from you is, I really want you to try to reach as high as you can. Okay, and we're gonna hold for 3 seconds before you come back down, okay? So in 30 seconds, that's 10 reps. So we're gonna be doing 10 reps together. Your feet is either flat or your feet is up, okay? We're gonna hold for 3 seconds. On my count, 10 reps. Here we go. 3, 2, 1. First rep, come up, 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 up. 3, 2, 1. Down, number two, all the way up, 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 up. 3, 2, 1. Down, number three, up. 3, 2, 1. Down, 4, 3, 2, 1. 5, 3, 2, 1. 6, come on, come on. 3, 2, 1. 7, come on, you could do it. 3, 2, 1. Number 8, we're almost there. 3, 2, 1. Number 9, come on, let's go. 2, 1. All right, number 10, okay? We're gonna hold for 5 seconds, okay? Here we go. 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. All right, give yourself a little round of applause there. That was amazing, okay? Really good job. That is it, the first workout of the year in the books. Thanks for joining in. Now this workout will last you a whole week. You can do this every day, you can do this every other day, you can do it every 2 days, but try to get in at least one more time before we meet next Tuesday and we get popping with another workout. I hope you enjoyed week one of the Remix My Fitness audio workouts. We got 51 more weeks left, so make sure you hit that subscribe button. Hit me up, let me know what you thought of today's workout. Were you able to make it to level 3? I wanna know. Jimmy@remixmyfitness.com, social media @remixmyfitness.com. I will see you next week. Thank you.